walking into the locker room, you just said, wow, twice. You surprised a lot of people around the country with this result. Are you even a little surprised with how dominating this performance was?
I told the team way back in OTAs that it just takes a little bit of belief. Belief in themselves, trust the process, believe in the coaches. Coaches believe in one another. That's what they did tonight. Am I surprised? A little, but at the same time, I know that locker room. I know those guys, and I know what they're building. By no means are we or have accomplished anything yet. Season's still extremely young. But what they did tonight just proves that they're coming together as a football team.
I know you're a big Wentz supporter and Wentz fan, but are there times even for you that you say, wow, he's ahead of – that pass that he makes to Sproles where he's running, are there times where you, to steal that word, say wow too?
You just put on his college film. Just watch him. We exhausted his college tape, and those are the plays he makes at North Dakota State. That play tonight was just a tremendous play by both he and Darren Sproles, and those are the types of things that we know he can do, and he just keeps gaining confidence every single week.
There's a lot of great college quarterbacks out there. They don't make that step, especially this quickly, right? Almost every NFL quarterback was a little bit of college, right?
Yeah, I give a lot of credit to, Frank Reich, John DeFilippo. I give a lot of credit to that offensive line. I give a lot of credit to, even Chase Daniel for the way they prepare, and Carson for the way they prepare during the week and get themselves ready to play. When you've prepared so much as a player, particularly at the quarterback position, and the game can sort of slow down for you, good things can happen. He continues to make plays, and he continues to protect the football. He protected himself tonight, and so everything right now is going in the right direction.
Why do you like the misdirection screens early, and why did they work?
Well, I think number one, we hadn't shown any in the first two games, and secondly, it was an opportunity to put the ball in Darren's hands, and this is a fast flow defense. It's a speed defense. And show a little misdirection off of a play-action pass that we had shown in the first couple of weeks. So it just happened to work.
The Sproles touchdown play unfolded right in front of you. Take us through what you saw?
Well, obviously I saw, Carson scrambling this way, Darren was literally right in front of me. And when I saw him wheel, my first reaction was to find the sideline and see if he had stepped out, to be quite honest. And he hadn't, and Carson it was like in slow motion. He just floated that ball up the sideline, and Darren did the rest from there. So it was just a tremendous play by those two individuals. I guess the last thing I did was I always look back to make sure there are no flags, obviously, on the ground on those long plays.
Defense, what did that group do?
How big is it for veterans like Sproles and Brent Celek caught some big balls early on to help a rookie quarterback like Carson in a big game like this?
Yeah, it's huge. When the veteran players see the type of young quarterback that they have at the reins, that they want to make plays for them, and they work every single day in practice to make those plays. I was just happy that, Celek came out. He had a great game again tonight. Sproles, there was a lot of – offensive line was tremendous. And defensively, I can't say enough about the defense and getting after the Steelers there and Ben in the second half. Those guys are huge for a guy like Carson.
Hey, Doug, that's a call up there.
With your third straight quarterback, how can you say you expected this – he wasn't even going to dress at the beginning of the season. He had expectations, really.
Yeah, but, back then circumstances were completely different. We saw glimpses of it during the spring, during OTAs. Saw it even in camp, even prior to his injury. And, I just think, given the opportunity, and listen, you know, when you make the decision, you make the decision, knowing that you have to trust your coaches. I have to trust myself. I have to, you know, I don't want to say I have to call a perfect game, but I want to call plays that are beneficial for him and the offense. And I still think sky's the limit with him. He'll get better with every rep that he takes.
On defense, though, what was that group able to do to keep them out of the end zone? On defense, what was that group able to do to keep them out of the end zone?
Well, I mean, that's such a high-powered offense over there. And we were able to, put a little pressure on Ben with our four-man rush and do a great job with that defensive line. And then, being able to just rally in the back end with our linebackers, with the secondary. I thought Jalen, even though he had a couple penalties, I thought he played extremely well. Defense came up with two turnovers. They weren't going to be denied. They were going to bow their necks. They weren't going to let them in the end zone. It just came down to, our will versus theirs. And I was just so happy that the way the guys played and just a great team.
Doug, you seem to keep the pedal on the floor there. That Carson brought you about 7.5 up to go and up 31 and kept it in a whole game. Why? Is it just a mentality you wanted to establish?
Well, it's a mentality. It's an aggressive mentality. And at the same time, there's a lot of weapons on that side of the outside of the field. On offense, they've proven it. I really don't think that any lead is too great in the National Football League. And I just wanted to I don't ever want to get caught where the wind sort of comes out of your sail just a little bit. I want to keep sending that message to our guys that we're going to remain aggressive until the time is right. So, I'm going to continue to to coach that way and obviously, play call that way.
The ability to get pressure on Roethlisberger from just your front guys, how critical was that to trying to keep Brown and their wide receivers?
It's huge. It's huge because when you can put pressure with four, it leaves you seven, to defend and to cover. And, Antonio's a great receiver. I know he got, he got his catches tonight and his yards, but the best thing was we kept him out of the end zone. And that's a great football team over there. But, and to keep our defensive line sort of fresh and rotate those guys and get after Ben like we did, and we got the sacks. I think we got four sacks. And it's huge, because it just allows your those seven defenders in the back end to really play sound defense.
During the week, where this team is going to stand with the rest of the league, what does a game like this tell you about your team after a game like this?
Well, listen, it's still a young season, only three games. This was a good benchmark. I think that's a good football team. Steelers are a great football team. They're going to be there at the end. They always are. Coach Tomlin always has those guys ready to play, but for our guys, it's a little glimpse of that belief that I've been talking to them about all spring and summer, they just do their jobs. If we just do our jobs, then I do feel like good things can happen, and we just protect each other in that dressing room in there, and keep coming to work every day. I'm not sure right now. Obviously, we'll get him evaluated, and I'll update you tomorrow. But I don't really know at this point.
What did you see out of Wendell Smallwood? It seemed like he kind of got stronger as the game went along, especially in that second half.
It's the same thing. I mean, he's the same type of runner that we felt he was coming out of college, and what we saw in preseason. And he's a big, powerful guy. He's a downhill guy. He's a one cut runner. Did a great job for us. I think once, Darren and Kenyon and Wendell, those guys really stepped up and did a nice job. But to get first downs, to be smart about at the end of the game, to get the first down and stay in bounds for a rookie is tremendous. It's a great a step forward, obviously, with his development. But very, very happy with what he did.
How do you keep this team even keel? After that big of a win against that good of a team, how do you keep them even keeled?
you just continue to grind. You know, you just we're only as good as the last game. You know, anything can happen in the National Football League. I've seen too many times things can happen, and we just got to focus on one game at a time. It's a one game mentality, and you know, we're fortunate we get the break coming up, a bye next week, get some guys healthy, and we got a long push. You know, we got a long push, and we just got to focus on one at a time.
All right, guys, thank you.
And there's head coach Doug Peterson leaving the podium after.